It's the day after a nightmare in Nashville. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
I think he's doing better now that he knows that the shooter is dead.
Her son was at the Christian Elementary School where 3 9-year-old students were murdered along with the school headmaster and 2 other staffers until responding police killed Audrey Hale, a former female student there who had been identifying as male.
We have a map drawn out of how this was all going to take place.
Police Chief John Drake says they also have Hale's writings. As for her guns,
we know that they were legally obtained. To this point, that is true. Also, they're going through the forensic, going through her digital footprint, looking at past searches, cell phone records, seeing who she contacted, as well as how did she plan this out. And then the last part is that manifesto, which we hope that is going to be released to the public sometime soon.
Fox's Lawrence Jones in Nashville. A nightmare just south of the U.S. border. Fire broke out at a migrant facility. At least 39 are dead. House Republicans are getting ready to send Secretary of State Antony Blinken a subpoena, wanting him to turn over classified materials related to the chaotic U.S. troop withdrawal from Afghanistan in 2021.
Diplomats at the U.S. Embassy in Kabul had written what's known as a dissent cable before the withdrawal of U.S. forces from Afghanistan. It went out on a special dissent channel, which lets State Department employees express contrary views.
Fox's Jill Nadeau. Former President Trump still has not been indicted by a New York City grand jury that keeps investigating him over a hush money payment before the 2016 election to keep an affair quiet, even though he denies having that affair. It's a probe into if Trump falsified records and broke campaign finance laws. He calls it a fake case, telling Fox as he runs for president again.
It's a new way of cheating on elections. It's called election interference. What they're doing is if they can't win at the ballot box, because I'm leading everybody by a lot in the polls.
America's listening to Fox News.
Looking for an epic experience to enjoy with friends and family? Visit the Ark Encounter in Kentucky for the biggest thrill of a lifetime. Be transported back to the time of Noah, where you'll explore 3 decks of world-class exhibits and even get the chance to see our virtual reality experience, Truth Traveler. It's fun for the whole family, and now kids 10 and under explore for free. Go on a voyage of biblical proportions and revel in an adventure like no other. Visit arkencounter.com to plan your trip today.
The head of Homeland Security will be questioned about an illegal immigration surge at a Senate hearing this morning after President Biden had tweeted Republican policies would make things worse at the border. Fox's Jackie Heinrichs at the White House.
Biden's own Border Patrol chief admitted that this administration does not have operational control of the southern border. And while Biden warned in this tweet of GOP proposals that would allow 900 pounds of fentanyl into the country, Customs and Border Protection has already seized 11,000 pounds of it just in the last 5 months.
Another Senate hearing this morning will be questioning the head of the FDIC and other Treasury officials about the banking system, facing questions about 2 recent bank failures. On Wall Street, futures are down a bit the morning after bank stocks rose, leading the Dow up almost 200 points.
After First Citizens agreed to buy large parts of Silicon Valley Bank, the tech-focused financial institution that collapsed this month, First Citizens shares surged on the news. Energy and financials were among the biggest gainers, with regional banks leading the charge.
That's Fox's Hillary Barsky. There is such a thing as a free lunch at schools in New Mexico, where Democratic Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham signed the new law,
which will provide free meals to students regardless of family income. The state legislature has set aside $22 million to pay for the program, with more money being used to improve school kitchen facilities so healthier meals can be made. It's expected the new program could impact 70,000 students and could cost between $27 and $40 million per year. A report from the Food Research and Action Center indicates that participation in school breakfast and lunch programs is higher than before the pandemic. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
2 top seeds in the NCAA women's basketball tournament advanced to the Final Four. South Carolina beat Maryland. Virginia Tech topped Ohio State. Those 2 schools move on to join LSU and Iowa in the Final Four. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.